Dale. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls until we ask for them. We have a very special guest this evening, Kevin Bearley, who comes to us from Southern California. And Kevin has his own radio program down there, doing a great job educating the people in Southern California, just as we're trying to educate the people in Northern California about what's really going on in the world today. Now, we're going to be talking, at least in part, about the move towards the world government. And you may have an idea that, certainly our government's taking a stand against the United Nations, and we're going to go alone, and we're not going to depend on the United Nations. But you must understand that the major thrust behind the move towards world government has always come from the United States. The United Nations building was built here. We have been the major financier of the United Nations. Although President Reagan withdrew from UNESCO, we've gone back into UNESCO. And of course, we are still funding so much of their world population control efforts. And certainly, we were the ones who were pushing this whole idea of the European Union, and of course, the American Union, which will be coming down the line, because these are all stepping stones uniting Europe, the Western Hemisphere, and then Asia, and then molding the three independent organizations into this one world dictatorship under a ruling elite. Because that's really what it's always been. There's always been this desire. It started with Nimrod back at the time of the building of the Temple of Babel. It was very, very prominent in certainly in Greek thought. This is what Plato wrote about, his story of lost Atlantis, where you had this superior race, and of course they were destroyed by a great flood. But this whole idea, one day we were going to have this republic, this idea with a ruling elite, a so-called just ruler, and then of course everybody else enslaved under the rulers. And that was the purpose of Alexander the Great. He was going to conquer the world. And we're told he died because there are no more worlds to conquer. He probably died of syphilis. But he was deeply involved with the occult, as was Aristotle and Plato before them. And for those who would like to verify that, the book is Plutarch's The Life of Alexander, and I believe it's translated by a man named Scott Hively, H-I-V-L-E-Y. Anybody who wants the exact references to find, of course, how Alexander the Great was involved with the mysteries. And then, of course, we can fast forward to the time of Rome, when Rome wanted to rule the world, and they've been tried many, many times since then. Certainly Napoleon wanted to dominate all of Europe, and Adolf Hitler wanted a new order. And of course, that strong occult ties at the time of Adolf Hitler, this is why, well, the most people don't understand what really happened, but Adolf Hitler was a product not only of the occult, he was also a product that was produced right here in America. We have, if you read our Iraq, the Untold Story syllabus, you'll find certainly the letter sent by the American ambassador Dodd to Colonel House, talking about how, of course, why are American corporations building up the Nazi war machine, the German war machine? They can't even get any money out because of exchange controls. So Adolf Hitler was created. We tried to, an experiment in creating this new world order. And well, now, guess again, we're moving towards one nation which will dominate the world, and eventually, of course, they'll fail. The idea, of course, is to use this as a stepping stone so that after the coming Great War, everybody in the world will be quite willing to accept the New World Order, the New World Economic System, the New World Currency, and, of course, that New World Religion to replace outmoded Christianity. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and with us is Kevin Bearley. Hi, Kevin. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Dr. Stan. How are things up there in Northern California?
Yeah, I think winter's upon us. Anyway, but it's a wonderful time of year, and we see the leaves falling off. And, of course, we know that as this happens, why spring is not far with the rebirth of life. And, of course, that's the cycle that the world has gone through since it first began. So, but tell us, you've done a lot of work on this move towards world government. How do you see the things unfolding, and how does this all fit together in your scheme of things?
Well, I've been a student of this basically since I was a young teenager because of the influence of my parents and really all of my aunts and uncles and grandparents. Got involved in an organization, started doing a lot of reading, and began to give me books, send me to what were then not video presentations, but 16-millimeter presentations. And I was exposed to a man by the name of Robert Welch, who began talking about this. He didn't use the term New World Order at the time, but that there was an agenda by these powerful elitists to bring about world government. So I've been basically raised on that. And what I'm concerned about right now with our organization, the Welch Foundation, you know, we have battle after battle in this war to, you can say, retain or regain our Western civilization. Right now, I think the thing that I am most concerned about is this free trade area of the Americas, this super NAFTA. You were talking about globalism, world government, and I agree. I see it happening in incremental phases. Richard Gardner, writing in Foreign Affairs, the official journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, back in 1974.
April of 1974, right,
yeah.
Foreign Affairs magazine.
And he talked about this hard road to a world order and, you know, how it couldn't be accomplished. The West could not be duped to immediately vote away our liberty. We were really too strong to be attacked militarily. So we talked about, really, I think, a philosophy that comes from Antonio Gramsci, the founder of the Italian Communist Party, infiltrating our institutions, you know, one step at a time, reprogramming our population, and then incrementally destroying our sovereignty. And I think a major step, of course, was NAFTA, but now with the free trade area of the Americas.
Hold that thought for just a moment here as we bring our other stations on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our special guest this evening, Kevin Bearley, and of course he's discussing his concern about the move towards world government passing through this phase of the NAFTA, free trade zone of the Americas, the free trade zone of Central America. This is all a stepping stone, as they have in Europe. First of all, they sold the Europeans, oh, it's just going to be a free trade zone between the nations of Europe. Well, we're going to have a few little rules, a few little governing rules, and suddenly they find themselves faced with the loss of all sovereignty, moving rapidly towards a European government that the vast majority of people don't want. But, of course, the people have been placed in positions of power over them through the reins of government, through phony elections, so-called democratically elected, but usually the CIA has manipulated those elections to put people into both political parties in all of those countries who favor what the people don't want. Why we find Europe rapidly moving towards a loss of sovereignty, forming a supranational nation, the European Union, and the same thing is really happening here in the Western Hemisphere. The American people don't want to give up their sovereignty, but the leaders of both political parties do, because thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go to the hospital. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.